Welcome to the Honest Art Podcast. I'm your host, Jody King. As an artist for 20 years, instructor, speaker, author, and fellow rebel, I've worked with thousands of people around the world, from beginners to established artists, helping them create their strongest art and build a career doing what they love. So if you are ready to have a little fun while you learn about art, creativity, building a thriving art business, and living a bold, audacious life, you are in the right place. Also, if you're considering going pro in your art business, grab the PDF in the show notes on the five things they don't teach you in art school. All right, let's get messy. For years, I held a vision for myself of what I wanted to have. I wanted to have a successful career as an artist. I wanted to have regular money flowing in each month. I wanted to have the experience of speaking to collectors about my work, you know, like at gallery shows and at my own solo show at exhibitions. I wanted to have my art hung proudly in gorgeous, beautiful homes other than just at my best friend's house or at my sister's. I wanted to have all of these things and experiences. But why? Why did I want to have all of the things? Why do we want to have all of the things? As I sat with that question recently, I came to the realization that I believed that if I had all of those things, it would allow me to do the things that I loved so that I could be happy, so that I could be wealthy, so that I could feel important and worthy and enough. But I soon learned that there was a term for this that author and motivational speaker Zig Ziglar, I know he's old school, a lot of you here know who he is, a lot of you that name will be new, but Zig Ziglar coined this, the have, do, be method of living. So the problem, though, is it doesn't actually work. In fact, it's the opposite. In this week's episode, we're talking about changing our modus operandi from have, do, be to be, do, have. And boy, has it been a game changer for me. I'll explain more about all of this in a sec. Are y'all ready? Let's get messy. Okay, first, I am unapologetic about having big dreams and big goals and being super ambitious. And I think I've always been this way. Plus, you know, I'm an Aries, so I mean, what are you going to do? I am who I am. But one question that I started asking myself in the last year or so is why? Like, why? Why am I so ambitious? I mean, sure, I love what I do, but what is driving me to do so many things? Now, one reason is that I seriously think about this all the time. I don't want to get to the end of my life and realize that I let fear stop me from pursuing all the things, all of my dreams. But the reason is when you kind of peel back the layers, is there is a big part of me that truly believes that my life will just be better when I have the things that I want. Can anyone relate to this? It's like, seriously, think about this for a second. What is it about having the things that we want that we believe will change everything for us? Here's an example. Why do you want to have a strong body or to lose weight? Why do you want to create stunning art? Why do you want to have your art in galleries around the world? Hell, why do you want to have a great relationship? Great questions, right? What I came to understand for myself is that the reason I wanted to have these things is because I believed that by having these things, I would feel some kind of way about myself. All of it, like all of the things I wanted to feel about myself, they were all going to be amazing. If I have lost weight, I will be more confident. If I have my art hanging in those gorgeous homes, I will be and feel legitimate and important. If I have consistent money flowing in each month, I will feel financially safe and I will be happier. If I have a great relationship, then I would be or feel worthy. But the problem with this way of thinking is that it is conditional on outside circumstances. This have, do, be principle implies that in order for all of us to enjoy the kind of life that we want, certain things have to occur first. But y'all, I don't know about you, but this leads me to feeling really disempowered. Because the have, do, be principle says that when I have blank, then I'll do blank, and then I'll be blank. So let me give you another example. When I have more time, then I'll pursue, which is the do, I'll pursue my passion of creating art, which will allow me to be truly fulfilled. But I discovered there is a much easier path, and that the have, do, be method was really just keeping me emotionally stuck. But what got me unstuck was the understanding that if I just flip that sucker around, I mean, really just flip that method, then I felt completely and immediately empowered. I flipped it from have, do, be, and then I began practicing be, do, have. Again, shout out to Zig Ziglar. So what does that look like? Well, okay, it changed to who do I need to be? Okay, that's number one. Let me say that again. So the first question, who do I need to be? So that would be like a successful artist who sells in galleries around the world. All right, so that's just an example. And then, okay, so what must I do? Well, that would mean I would need to paint regularly, maybe take workshops from artists that I respect so I can create better art. Maybe it means that I need to create Instagram posts so that my art is out in the world, or a website. So that's the do. And then number three is so that I can have, you know, whatever that is, fulfillment, excitement, a sense of worthiness. So can you see how this is so much more empowering? We start with who do we want to be. Then we get to wake up each day in pursuit of that. And y'all, by the end of the day, like each day, because we know we have moved in the direction of our dreams, instead of just waiting around for something to happen, we begin to have excitement, or we begin to have a sense of worthiness, etc. And we haven't even had to necessarily accomplish anything. Now that is a life that feels fucking amazing. We get to feel better simply because we flipped the script. Hey, speaking of art and painting, if you're looking for something super fun and artsy to do, I'd like to personally invite you to a one-night-only art show that will be happening here in Austin in just a few days on April 11th. It is a three-person show featuring my art and the art of two extraordinary artists, Anna Stapleton and Stephanie Moore. Speaking of representational art, Anna, the queen, will be featuring some of her incredible representational art. And then artist Stephanie Moore, who creates fun, whimsical work. That work is going to instantly put a smile on your face. It's just incredible. So the show will be at the South Congress Hotel in the heart of Austin on South Congress. There's going to be a DJ and drinks and obviously lots of art and fun. So you can learn more at the link in the show notes. And if you're in the Austin area or you just want to fly in last minute, I would absolutely love to meet you. So now that we know that, the first question to ask yourself is, obviously, who do I want to be? If you're in a car or you're walking, pause this podcast for a minute and think about your answer. Who do I want to be as a mother? Who do I want to be as an artist? Who do I want to be as a woman? So just pause this and think about that. Then after you have that answer, ask yourself, okay, so what actions can I do today so that I can have the thing that matters most to me? So here's an example. Who do I want to be as an artist and CEO of my art business? I want to have a multi-7-figure business, but why? Because I believe that will bring me a sense of freedom and joy. So what actions do I need to take today so that I can have what I'm ultimately going for, which is freedom and joy that I believe being a multi-7-figure business owner will give me? So let's think about that. So to have a multi-7-figure business, I need to, number one, start with my foundation and take care of my health. If I'm not healthy, nothing is going to get painted and nothing will certainly get done. So that means in order to be that 7-figure business owner, I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go to yoga, or I'm going to make eating healthy a priority, like, period. And then number two, I need to paint consistently so that I can create truly great art. Because, you know, like, Michael Jordan didn't get to the top by only showing up occasionally for practice, and neither will we. And then number three, if freedom and joy is the end game of what I'm truly after, I need to prioritize freedom and joy today. Remember, it's be, do, have. So how do I do that today? Well, I can experience freedom by dancing wildly in my own home or dancing my ass off in the shower to fun music. I can experience joy by focusing on all that is good in my life, or just like calling a friend and having a great conversation. And, you know, that feeling when you hang up and you just feel like, you know, I'm so loved and I'm so supportive. So are you guys picking up what I'm putting down here? What I'm saying is we get to feel, which means the be, right? We get to be the thing that we want before we ever actually have it. And it's a game changer of how we get to experience this one wild and precious life. So, my friend, what actions are you going to do today so that you can have the things that matter? And by the way, I think do is a great word because it is all about the action. Being the right kind of person is essential, but until you take action, until you do, you are not moving forward in a positive way. We absolutely have to take action. And frankly, this is what keeps so many of us stuck. We are reluctant to take the action because, one, we don't believe that we can be that person. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense because we're not wired to do things that are new or to do things that are difficult. In fact, our brains and our egos are designed to protect us from the unknown. Anything outside of our comfort zone, and our brains will automatically like put on the brakes. And you might find yourself thinking things like, what are you doing getting up to work out? That's not what we do. This is like a subconscious thing that's going on in the background. Who do you think you are to be creating art? You're a mom and you should be spending more time serving others. Creativity is frivolous. So listen, we just need to expect this. This is going to happen, but it's just fear and it's just your ego and your brain trying to keep you safe. So all we got to do is notice it and move forward anyway with action. And more importantly, stop waiting to feel like taking action, you know, to feel like writing that email or to feel like creating that social media post or to feel like painting. We're not wired that way. First, we have to be, and then put that action behind it. Now, the really great part of learning this is I am no longer waiting for someone to do something for me or expecting someone to give me a show or to accept me, because I am able to feel each day that feeling of what I hope achieving those goals would do for me. I'm in the driver's seat, not my ego and not my life's circumstances. I start each day with being what I want. And that inspires me to do the things that that person would do. As Henry David Thoreau said, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. All right, you guys, until next time, go be and take care of yourselves and each other. So I often get asked, what's the number one thing that has made the biggest difference in my creativity and abundant life? And without a doubt, my answer is always meditation. It helps me to feel present and to feel grounded, which is essential for me as an artist and really for anyone to be able to get into that creative zone. So that's why I created a free meditation for anyone looking to get centered and to experience more abundance in their life. If this sounds like something you'd be into, you can find it at the link in the show notes.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.